We'll make it bigger tomorrow.
Okay. We're holding here in beginning of Hallel. Amud Kufayim Beis in Haluka, Perek Shishim Vishnayim. Haluka, Lu Avdi Hashem, Alu Hashem Hashem. So, Bemis, this Inyan here in the Maral goes a lot bigger than just the Pesach, the Agadah Shel Pesach. Bemis, it's something that covers Hallel in its entirety. So it's an Inyan that's kedai to learn it, remember it, because a lot of these nekudas are nege everywhere. Haluk halu avdei Hashem l'shem Hashem. Bir zeh. So in other words, when it says halu avdei Hashem, so obviously it means that there is a nekuda mitzad the fact that they're avdei Hashem that requires hilul. Bir zeh. Mitzad shem avdei Hashem shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'oisa nisim imohem v'itziya mitzor l'vacha, o'bazehim avdei Hashem. Ki chol dvar harvacha she'ishiya mitzora arei meshubodem la'acha. O'bazeh she'golam him avdei Hashem k'yotzim v'shosach alpik Hashem halal. So the first thing he says over here is the first halal is halu avdei Hashem. And he says the reason why they're called avdei Hashem in this context is because every halal betzim is a yitzia mitzor levacha, and that's a yitzia me'avdus. Let's talk a little bit about this point, because it covers over something that is a nekuda that's neged to the musig of Yeshua in general, and tzara. The word in Lashon Kodesh, the word tzara, has an interesting shorish to it. In other languages, you'll talk about pain, suffering, sorrow, troubles, which refer to a specific a specific sense of pain when something's happening to you. So whenever a person has a bad situation, you refer to the suffering at the time. Lashon Kodesh speaks about mitzara l'revacha. The word tsar means narrow. The word meruvach means broad or with space. So it's a deeper sense of what a person goes through, what a person is suffering when he's suffering. The of all the elements in a person, difficulty in realizing one's goals is a problem. But not being able to realize one's goals, that's where a person feels that his own sheer kaima has been diminished. Let's take two examples. For a woman, giving birth is painful. It's difficult. But the point of not giving birth is incredibly greater suffering, because there's a sense over there that the person's mitzias is very, very narrowed down, and that's it. Let's give a second example. Imagine you have two people. Both of them are working very, very hard to make a living. They're both doing, I don't know, they're schlepping boxes and stuff, doing something very, very difficult, demeaning, and not particularly rewarding. One person is putting himself through college or whatever it is, and he's going to, when he finishes it, he's going to have a very good career. The other person is not doing that. The other person just, this is his career. So the suffering, the person who's spending 2, 3 years, 4 years, whatever it is, going through a hard situation in order to be able to realize himself, is difficulties. But that's not called a tsara. Maybe it's a tsar, but it's not a tsara. A tsara means something that diminishes. It tightens itself around the person, doesn't allow the person to realize his full self. Just like a person's desire to live and to exist is something at the core of the person, the desire to be who I can be and who I should be is something which is almost as powerful because it lies along the same shoresh. It's not as if I am who I am, but I have some problems. This hurts, that hurts, the other thing hurts. Where I have a sense that I'm not who I should be because of the things that are hemming me in, that's called a tzara. And the opposite of that is called revacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meitzias from tzara l'revacha. It's interesting, tzara l'revacha, mafei la'oira, these are all in yonim that they don't sound... It's not as one won't describe a terrible suffering that Yo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemaseh Kar Satov. You wouldn't describe pain, shortening of life, something like that. But the Torah and Lashon Kodesh deals with the bigger picture, where a person's ultimate suffering or not suffering is totally in his metzias and who he is and what he is and so on. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a nes of a type that requires halal, and Agashwas Moitzat Tzor Levacha, it means by definition that we were avadim beforehand. We could be in an Eis Tzara because we are Mishubad, because we are avadim, but even if it was some other issue that we were struggling with, it kept us constricted in a way that this could be avdus. The main thing in an Eved, the main suffering of an Eved is not the hard work he does, but the fact that he gets no place, no matter how hard he's going to work, it means nothing. He can't realize any of his own potential, and that's why an effort is such a terrible matzav. If a person has his own fields, and he works very, very hard, and they produce well, so the person works hard, but he's not a suffering person. Mashenkin, if a person is an effort, then the person, since he can never realize himself, there's no self to realize, that's where he's suffering. So every type of tzara tzavacha is avdus, and now they become Avdei Hashem. So every Hoshio Mitzara, or Bezeshe Golom Him Avdei Hashem, Ketzim Mitzras Achel, Fig Hashem Halo. One more thing to point out. I once heard this from my Shapiro, that the word Yeshua comes from like Shua Tavi Venaz, which means to straighten out fibers that have become crimpled or crushed, and you tease them out. That's so Yeshua is with something that was crushed, comes out. It's like an uber, when you come out of the mother, they're a little bit kind of squished together, and then they slowly begin to get their tzura. That's Yeshua. Yeshua Saben, it's called, and Yeshua Saben, Yeshua Saben, Gemara. Okay. V'yesh l'hal l'shem Hashem, kloima hil miyuchad l'shmo yisbarach. So he says, we're saying halu avdei Hashem, that's first of all. We're defining the type of person, that's avdei Hashem. And we're saying halu l'shem Hashem. V'hoyadai k'shema halu avdei Hashem, Hashem Hashem. It could have said halu avdei Hashem, Hashem Hashem. The sentence stands perfectly well. You have the verb halu, you have the subject avdei Hashem, you have the object, Hashem Hashem. Why do you have the word halal twice? Halu avdei Hashem, halu Hashem Hashem. So he says, So the first hilul is just the ongoing hashpat, the fact that since an eved is totally in his odin, so the halal is for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, just as a matter of the relationship of an odin to an eved. But so there's a special yichud in being meshabeach Shem Hashem, because if we ask ourselves what hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives this yichud, we call it Shem Hashem. So what is that? So listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us from Tzara, and we owe Hakaras a Toiv. Aval ein mitzad hazeh shimehalal hila miyuchad eilav yisbarach. A mitzad shu'oysim am nisim v'shem mitzara v'ocha shedav v'zeh mitzad amita shmoy, ki chol gula mitzara v'ocha mitzad shmoy sh'ashem yisbarach levad. Okay, so let's talk about the second part. Let's talk about what he means over here. Let's say somebody comes along and he saves me from a difficult situation. So I don't know, whatever it was, and the person helped me save me. What is the crux of what I'm supposed to say? I'm not supposed to tell him you're gewaltige Talmud Chacham, you're a very strong person, you're very wise, you're very this, and none of that is called for. What I should tell him is, I was in a terrible, difficult situation. You saved me, and I owe you tremendous hakaras hatov for what you did for me. There's nothing in there other than this particular hakaras hatov that should say anything about you. If you want to make a dinner, then we'll talk about you. But when you're talking about me, what you did for me, that's what you did for me. That's it. That's all. That's all that follows as a result of the person saving me, and so on. But there's a second mahalach, and let's talk about this. And this is what he calls Shem Hashem. When we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ubishimcha Nikra Shmeinu, that your name was put on us. We're called Yisrael, and we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is on us. That's what we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. What does that mean? So the name of a person, let's give an example. Let's say I'm teaching a group of students. So now whenever a student succeeds, LaMarshall, we can say that this student is very, very good, excellent, and I can say, well, because he's brilliant, he's a genius. So it just shows how well he does in school because he's a genius. It has nothing to do really with me. I guess I didn't mess him up. But other than that, whatever Shevach was saying is about him. Let's take an example where the student is a very, very handicapped student. He has a lot of difficulty studying, and there's no way he could do it himself. Then I come along, and I teach him, and he performs brilliantly. So now, his brilliance is chalked up as my brilliance. It's Hainu Hach. Every time that he did well on the test, every 100 that he got on the test, is his Shvach. He's an A student. He's getting A's. It's my shvach that he's an A student because he only has it mikoyach me. What a relationship like that, what it accomplishes is that we are bound together. It gives us a tremendous. It means that my success and his success are one. It's an incredible bond. The same way that. Let's say you have a family situation. If you have a husband or wife, the fact a hatzlocha of one is the hatzlocha of the other as well, and therefore, and one goes to the other. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is bound up with our name, so that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Klal Yisrael is good, and they're doing what's right, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes out on a limb for them. Or if it just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that he'll make sure that they're good and make sure that that happens, that means that we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in a sense. When somebody wants to know when someone wants to speak about the Godless HaBeirei, he can speak about science, nature, he can speak about Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael is an expression of Godless HaBeirei. So Shem Hashem means that entity that projects HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. So the name in this sense means, what is it here that projects HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias and Emes? So since Klal Yisrael is like that, so what, just like all the tefillahs of Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, Lama Yomer Agoyim, and so on. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Elokei Yisrael, therefore, anytime something bad happens to Klal Yisrael, it's a Chil Hashem, and anytime something good happens to Klal Yisrael, it's a Kiddush Hashem. It's a Mechayev on us. If we do wrong, it compounds our wrongdoing terribly. It means we're dragging Kadosh Baruch Hu's name through the mud. It's just like Bas Koyin Kisizne. You know, it's a via mechalalas. If somebody's family is a chasha family, and he does things that are wrong or bad, besides himself, he's also dragging the family's name down, and vice versa. So by being miyachet shmoya v'ashem on us, the hilul is a hilul on the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through us in the world. So two things. So in the inyan of being mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the inyan of saying halal, there's a twofold hisyachsus of us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is a personal gratitude. I was in a difficult situation, and today I'm good. Today I'm in a free person and have what I need. Secondly, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala himself through me. That because of the events that happened to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu became nimlach in a certain way, became recognized as what it is. Those are the two elements of the halal in that we're saying over here. I want to add another halacha to this, which is in it. The Gemara speaks about the Nes of Purim. How come there's no halal? The Gemara has a few terutzim, but one of the terutzim is that we're still avdei Achashverosh. So let's think about it. Yes, we're still avdei Achashverosh, but imagine if the Jews would have been saved during World War II from the Nazis, but they still would be under the Polish government. Not a great glick to be under the Polish government, but it's still by far, far better than the alternative. And secondly, in Paras, at least from what we know from the Megillah, life was quite good. Imagine somebody would be saved from Nazi Germany, end up in America. And the guy, so we say you don't say halal because you're still avdei Achashverosh, you're still avodim. But in terms of the gratitude, I mean, it's mimavis l'chaim. What much more could we ask for? The answer is halal is an extraordinary type of shevach. That's what halal's miyuchad. Halal is a shevach to our kodesh. We owe moedim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, owe hodor HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anything good that happens to us, all the time. That's not a shaila. That's not an issue, and that's not going to be. But the question is, my personal thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, does that become a gilui in the world to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is or not? The word halal means to shine, to radiate, behila lineri. It's like where the English word halo comes from. Behila lineri means when his lamp casts a light on me. The is there a hilul on me, through me, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If not, then there's no halal over there. So even though we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKaras HaToy for Neis like the Nes Purim, but since there was no Gili over there, because it's still Avdei Achashverosh, then there's nothing doing over here in terms of any type of Mokum for Halal. So I guess just understand that Halal is something unique, it's something separate. It's not just HaKaras HaTov. It's where HaKaras HaTov becomes a Gili of Shema Yisbarach also. Okay, we'll hold it. The next piece is a new piece. We'll hold it here. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.